All right, welcome in Upstate. It is the beginning of college basketball season. It gets kicked off tonight on an election day. Hope everybody has gotten a chance to get out there and vote, or is stopping by on your way home from work or wherever you are, because is we like to say, if you don't go vote, then don't gripe. And you still got a few hours out there. There have been lines today, and that's nice to see, Diesel. I stood in a line for about a half an hour. It moved very quickly. But it was, you know, to me, that's one of the greatest parts of it all, to go vote, to stand in line next to some stranger that lives in your area of town, not knowing if you have any of the same philosophical or political views or not, but you're both there to do the same thing, which is take advantage of our greatest right, and that's the ability to cast our vote. So hope you got out as well today, Deez.
But yeah, I did, Sturge. You know what's always been funny to me, Sturge, about voting? There's something sort of childish about standing in line and participating in our most sacred right and coming out of it and getting a sticker. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, could they at least give us like 20% off a TGI Friday, something, a coupon on the way out the door?
Popsicle.
No. Popsicle? Not everybody likes popsicles. Lollipop. Everybody likes 20% off appetizers.
Oh, okay. So, but no, to me, that's one of the greatest things about it is it doesn't matter. Every 2 years, you stand in line next to somebody that you usually have never met before, and you strike up a conversation. Why? Because you're there with a common purpose, and that is to exercise your greatest right. So get out there and get that opportunity to do so today, because we got a lot to get into before we're off at 6:30. It is the beginning of college basketball season, and it's a big lineup, not only here nationally, but also in the upstate of South Carolina. You've got some good games. Clemson will open up their season hosting the Citadel tonight. And, of course, the Tigers are ranked number 22, coming off a Sweet 16 appearance last year where they lost to the Kansas Jayhawks. Upstate, we talked with head coach Dave Dickerson yesterday. They're at the University of South Carolina. Brandon Martin, the son of Frank Martin, he'll get some playing time tonight, no doubt. Also, you got Bob Jones at Furman. These are all 7 p.m. games. And, of course, Diesel, they are calling it the biggest game in Spartanburg County history. The North Carolina Tar Heels coming in to open up the year at the Wofford Terriers. That is big in the year number two of the Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium there on the campus of Wofford College. So it is going to be an event over there. I am glad that the rain has cleared out. It is a beautiful day. It'll start turning dark here in about 30 minutes, I guess. But, you know, individual games, Diesel, this may be 100% correct.
How come there's no referendum ever on the ballot, Sturge, to take daylight savings time away? So those of us who work in the afternoons can get some sunshine. All those selfish people who have to get up early in the morning and go to work, Bogart and all the sunshine, I don't like it. I think we need to put on the ballot to take away daylight savings time.
Well, it's not like we need it in today's day and age. You know, I get it why they did it back in the day, so they could get more work done out in the fields and things like that. But, you know, we're at a different time and age of our country. So I'm with you. I'm with you. But how about we do this? What about instead of move it back, move it forward, or however, how about we just move it back every time? So we can get an extra hour of sleep once every 6 months.
I like that idea.
So. Yeah, yeah. So that may be the theme of the day, how we would change things on the ballot if you went in to vote for it, Diesel. So the other thing is I get a chance here in a minute to get off my lawn for a second, but here are our interviews for today. We are going to talk with the voice of the aforementioned Wofford Terriers, Jim Noble, at 4:37. At 5:20, it's our buddy Shelby Mass, the official bracketologist for ESPN Upstate, runs the college basketball site, bracketwag.com. And then at 6:02, the top of the 6 p.m. hour, it's Gary McDaniel from ClemsonSportsNews.com, media day down there for the Tigers, media day for the Gamecocks. Gamecocks as well. And listen, South Carolina's got some injuries in that defensive backfield. It looks like a MASH unit does the South Carolina injury report. We told you yesterday they're down a couple of safeties for the remainder of the season. Shy Smith is going to get some work back there in the defensive backfield. He already plays on special teams. He played defensive back in high school as well. So that's what you're having to do ahead of this trip to Florida on Saturday. But bad news when you really don't want it. Earlier today, elite junior college defensive back DJ Daniels, who had committed to South Carolina back in August out of Georgia Military College, he backed off his pledge to Will Muschamp's program. He's rated as the number 10 defensive back amongst the junior college prospects, the number three cornerback by 24 Sports. He has offers from Bama, Auburn, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, blah, blah. But when you are searching for depth and you are having to move people around, this is not what you want to hear from DJ Daniel. All the glory to God. After talking to my family and praying about it, I have decided to decommit from the University of South Carolina. I'd like to thank Coach Will Muschamp and T-Rob and the coaching staff for giving me the opportunity. I ask that everyone respect my decision. You know what? Pretty good job there from a 17, 18-year-old kid. You know, this is the biggest decision he's going to make in his life right now. You get one chance to get it right. So, you know, it sucks for South Carolina, but I'll give the kid credit. Seems like he handled it in above-board manner. But you know what? That puts the onus not only on South Carolina this weekend, Diesel, but also getting out there and getting some more depth on that defensive side of the ball during recruiting season as well. All right. Get off my lawn moment. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Isn't this entire show a giant get off your lawn segment, Sturge?
You're right.
I mean, yesterday, you spent over a half an hour butthurt bitching about the black uniforms at Ohio State.
Okay.
I didn't realize that affected you so much.
And I was right about it. So that's
the
best
part.
You
got voted.
Yes, I was.
You got voted down 2-1. Me and Zach Brown, the brain trust of this show, voted you down.
No. If you and Zach Brown are the brain trust of this show, I think I am going to go put my headset down, walk out of Smoke on the Water right now, and go call my wife. I am on my way home.
This is like the tail end of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? We're going to make these guys my brain trust.
No, but my point being, I sat down and watched Monday Night Football last night. The Titans with a 28-14 win over the Dallas Cowboys. And Dallas is a continual state of dysfunction. I don't know if I like it or if I don't, because, you know, growing up, the Cowboys were kind of like licorice. You either liked them or you hated them. There was no middle ground.
Well, we know, Sturge, this dysfunction starts from the top down.
Yep.
And it starts, you know, with what? Jerry Jones, because every time he gets something good going, he has to step in and screw it up. And every time something's bad, he steps in and maybe sometimes makes the right move, but then you know he's going to screw it up because he just can't leave it alone.
Well, you've got to make a move. You know, Troy Aikman was out there earlier today saying it's time for an overhaul when it comes to the Cowboys program. I agree. I saw Dak Prescott last night. Now, Grant, to me, the final play of the Dallas Cowboys night kind of signified or typified a lot of what I think about Cowboy football right now. You got to get, it's fourth down, you got to get it into the end zone and get an onside kick and have any chance to get it back. Right off the bat, there was not good enough blocking. Dak Prescott sort of running for his life on the spot. And you know what? He gets a pass off to the end zone and throws it out the back of the end zone. I get it. You're running. You're scrambling for your life. But somehow, some way on fourth down, you got to have a pass in bounds, Diesel. You know what I mean? Your guy can't make a play if it's 8 feet, you know, if it's 6 yards out of bounds. And that's what it was. To me, that kind of typified everything when it comes to the Cowboys. But you're talking about Jason Garrett, the second longest tenured coach in Cowboys history at 9 years. And I see it. Troy Aikman sees it. Others see it. But Jerry Jones doesn't. He says he is going to go ahead and extend Dak Prescott's contract. You know, he was handpicked, was Prescott, to replace Tony Romo a couple of years ago, more or less moving him to the broadcast booth. And I wouldn't extend Dak Prescott right now. He might have caught lightning in the bottle in year number one, but I just don't automatically think of it. Number two, he says he's not making a coaching change. Now, I don't blame him at this point, but you know what? You're only two games out of first place. It is the dysfunctional Washington Redskins that are two games ahead of you. You know, just when you go, wow, things are going well for the Redskins, what happens? Atlanta comes in and beats the snot out of them, 38-14 in their own stadium last year. So I think it's time for the Cowboys. They look slow. At times they look like they didn't care. They did make a move in getting Amari Cooper. It paid off in the beginning. But it's just a you know, you are what your record says you are. You know that whole speech. Well, I see 9 years of really mediocrity under Jason Garrett, and I think it's time to make the move here at some point. I don't know, but it doesn't look like Jerry Jones gets it. That was a frustrated Cowboys fan base. They were booing there at the end, and I don't blame them. They're 3-5. They got more money than anybody, it feels like, in the NFL. And number two, they got that stadium that we call Jerry World. There are so many positive things in place, but I'm with you, Diesel. It's the head that can't get out of the way, and that's Jerry Jones. So
we know that Jerry Jones, I think the biggest takeaway from Jerry Jones is he's loyal to a fault. He was loyal to Tony Romo much longer than he should have been. Everybody could see that Romo kept getting injured and his production was on its way down. It was time to make a move away from Tony Romo, and he waited and waited and waited and wouldn't make the move. And he's doing the exact same thing with Jason Garrett.
Well, it just doesn't look right. The best thing that the Cowboys can say at this point is they are in the NFC East and at 3-5. I mean, you're talking about a Titans team. Comes in and beats them 28-14. Now, Mariota played a great game last night. Two touchdowns throwing, one running. But they had lost three consecutive games, had the Tennessee Titans. Now, they took advantage of the bye week last week. And you know what? 2 weeks ago when they went for the two-point conversion to win the game and did not make it, while you know, a lot of people second guess after the fact, it looks like the Titans bought into their rookie head coach Mike Vrabel and that decision, and it paid off last night. And it was a 28-14 beatdown, no doubt about it. All right, before we get out to break, we'll open up the phone lines and we'll talk with Jim Noble at 4:37. The college football playoff polls coming out later on tonight. But right here on ESPN Upstate, you got two games in the State Farm Champions Classic. It's 7 p.m. here on ESPN Upstate as soon as I get off the air. Number 10, Michigan State versus number 1, Kansas. The Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite. Then the one everybody wants to see at 9:30, number 4, Duke versus number 2, Kentucky. The Wildcats are a 2-point favorite. But I guess a lot of eyes are going to be on Zion Williamson, the former Spartanburg Day Griffin, as he makes his debut in the regular season for the Duke Blue Devils. 844-GSP-ESPN. What would you do if you were dealing with the Dallas Cowboys? But there's other coaching news at the collegiate level. We'll get to that when we get back. So, Diesel, real quickly, we will do our Dixie Vodka deep dive featuring the Boston College Eagles tomorrow. As I right before I left to come to Smoke on the Water, where I'm set up today, here in the bar area, Greenville's best happy hour going on right now, got together with John Metropole, the voice of the Boston College Eagles. So we'll put that together overnight, and we'll bring that to you tomorrow on the show. But you just offended me during the break. I mentioned it to Mike Schuler, the owner of Smoke on the Water, I sponsored, and he looked at me and shook his head. Diesel, you called me a millennial during the break. How dare you?
I called you a millennial in the context that you no longer want to go out and buy things for yourself. You buy them online. You expect them to show up at your front door, ready to go, out of the box, you know, no assembly required. That's very millennial-like behavior, Sturge.
All right, now, Was that thing that Ashley and Teresa put together while we did other things that night, was that no assembly required out of the box? Hell no. But this whole thing got
yeah,
started.
Yeah, but you didn't
do
the assembly.
I know they did. No, I got I got it to the four pieces, then they put it together, right? So give me a little bit. But last night I put together a desk for my daughter, and it took about an hour. And I did it with zero cuss words. That is the sign of a good night, in my opinion. So, anyway, I was proud of that. And then you had to go insult me by calling me a millennial. But, no, that would be the Dallas Cowboys. All right, $39 million buyout or whatever on a seven-year, $49 million contract for Gus Malzahn. That's been one of the hot topics here in coaching in the last couple of weeks. You know, would they fire him? If they lose this game, is Auburn going to fire Gus Malzahn? We hear they got the money to pay the buyout. Blah, 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 this, that, and the other. You know, it makes you feel like, wow, here in college athletics, sign me up. But Auburn athletic director Alan Green came out to the media earlier today and said, Gus Malzahn is the Tigers coach of the future. So, Diesel, does that mean next year? Does that mean for the next couple of weeks? Now, he was insinuating stop the conversations. You know, that win over Texas A&M last week definitely helped the cause. But they still got games coming up with Georgia. They still got a game coming up at Alabama. And, of course, you know, 7-5 is not what Auburn fans signed on for. But I thought that was interesting today. Auburn athletic director Alan Green says that Gus Malzahn is the coach of the future. So you realize he's getting fired here in about 2 weeks, Deez. That's the way things
are. Yeah, they are not having that same vote of confidence from the administration up at North Carolina.
No.
Larry Fedora is in a rough spot right now.
He is, and, of course, that's a $12 million buyout because the coaching carousel is about to get started, and the first spoke that got turning in the Power Five may already be coming to a stop, and that is Kansas. You know, they announced athletic director Jeff Long on Saturday that they had fired David Beatty, but he's going to coach out the rest of the season. It is becoming very apparent that the front runner for the Kansas job is Les Miles, the former LSU coach. So I think at this point, they want a figurehead that people know the name of as well. You know, Les has done a good job of keeping his name out there and his face out there with some funny commercials and things of that nature. Diesel, you were asking yesterday, why would Les Miles take this job? Well, number one, maybe it's nice to be wanted. Number two, there hadn't been other opportunities for him at this point. Number three, you know, I really do think that they are begging him, come, you're a name people identify with as we go through the building blocks. And
well, that would certainly be a jolt at Kansas.
Well, see, but does that do anything for you? Because there's a female that you like in college athletics who is the daughter of a certain coach, Willie Fritz.
Lainey Fritz. She is a smoke show.
Well, I'm telling you, that might be the route that I go, because if you can rebuild a Tulane, then you have the building blocks to rebuild a Kansas. Les Miles took over Oklahoma State and then takes over LSU. So I don't know how good he is at rebuilding things at this point. And number two, what the desire level is. So I may go a different route. I understand why Jeff Long would make that decision. Number two, you remember he was in the SEC a long time as the head as the athletic director at Arkansas, so there's some familiarity there. But I don't know. I could think of a few others. Maybe I go to first. But Les Miles, you know, hey, if you went and sat down with Tommy Bowden back in the day, or even right now, and asked him, Coach, Did you ever think you would not get the opportunity to be a Power Five coach again? He'd look at you and go, no. Yeah, I think he had some opportunities to go back to the Conference USA level, some things of that nature. But, you know, he seems happy now. And but, you know, a lot of people, you know, speculated when Tommy Bowden was let go that there'd be another job for him. And quite frankly, there hasn't been. You look at Terry Bowden, his brother. He ended up taking the Akron Zips job. So I think that's one of the reasons that Les Miles would take that Kansas job if it was offered. So real quickly, baseball, we got, like I said, a lot of different things going on because the college football playoff poll is coming out tonight. And after we talk with Jim Noble in the next segment, the voice of the Wofford Terriers, I'll give you the way I think it's going to break down. But a lot of guys locally, if you will, collecting hardware at the Major League Baseball level yesterday. Congratulations to former Gamecock center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr., now with the world champion Boston Red Sox. He gets his first gold glove in center field in the American League. Also, the Braves, three different choices for the Gold Glove Award yesterday, including Freddie Freeman at first base, and that was his first Gold Glove. Center fielder Ender Inciarte, he gets his first Gold Glove. And then right fielder Nick Markakis, his third Gold Glove. So a lot of hardware coming down the line as the baseball season's over, and that includes here next week the Rookie of the Year voting, and watch for Braves Ronald Acuna's name to come up in there, no doubt about it. So congratulations, Jackie Bradley Jr. and all those guys. Also, we're going to get heavy into Clemson, Boston College later on today. In the fact that we will, it was media day, and we will talk with Gary McDaniel at the top of the 6 p.m. hour. Clemson healthy, South Carolina not at this point in time of the season. All right, let's get a phone call in before we get out to break. Delvin's up. Delvin, hope you're having a good afternoon.
Have a good afternoon, and happy election day to you guys.
Yeah, man. You know what? We see so much turmoil in this country if you watch the news, yet I don't see it locally. I saw people today standing in line that were white, black, Hispanic, of an Asian persuasion. And you know what? Everybody sat there and stood in line peacefully, enjoyed the moment, and you know what? Did our duty.
Yeah. Man, I'm football season here, but I'm glad to see basketball is back, man. College basketball got some good guys tonight. I'm going to be watching that Wofford North Carolina game on TV.
Yep.
And Wofford pull out the upset again like they did last year. Unbelievable, man, to have North Carolina come to the building like that. I think they're going to be standing room on. I think you got a season up, but I think people are going to be standing for that whole game because they're going to be paid to see Clemson open up as a ranked team for the first time in a long time in the preseason rankings against Citadel. And, of course, you know, you talked about it with Coach Dickerson yesterday. The intriguing storyline, Brandon Martin going against his dad. You know, mm-hmm. I like Frank Martin said yesterday the first time. He said, I haven't been thinking about it. Cause he said, I don't want to get too emotional about it. He said, you know, I'll probably get a little emotional tomorrow. But as far as that, it's going to be coach versus player tomorrow.
Yeah, they're enemies tomorrow because, remember, Upstate, 4 years ago, went down to Columbia and knocked off the Gamecocks 74-68. So it could happen again. We don't know what to expect out of South Carolina. So I think, you heard Dave Dickerson say yesterday, Brandon needs to learn our plays at this point. So you will have Frank working on his troops, Brandon playing in the game. And, listen, I'm all for that. I can't wait to see what Fletcher McGee does for Wofford against North Carolina. But Delvin, I get it. I'm Fuddy and I'm Duddy, and we have the games here on ESPN Upstate, but for whatever reason, at 7 p.m. with Michigan State and Kansas, and at 9:30 Duke and Kentucky, it's like I want to put that version of college basketball on a night's probation.
Well, and then you got the college football playoff rankings in between there, but it's just weird that you got teams that, I ain't gonna say they cheating, but you got 3 of the 4 teams involved in that scandal on
that
TV tonight.
Yeah, and that's why I feel, and thanks for the phone call, Delvin. Enjoy the night. But that's why I want to concentrate on North Carolina Wofford. There's some other good games out there. Florida and Florida State are getting together tonight. And, I want to pay attention to that and our local guys. But, Diesel, these are quality classic matchups. It's called a Champions Classic for a reason, but right now I just it feels like it's a dirty taste in my mouth, and I could do without it at this point. So I get it. I'm Fuddy, I'm Duddy, but there's going to be a lot of interest in how Zion Williamson does in his first game for the Duke Blue Devils. All right, when we come back, speaking of the biggest night in Spartanburg County history, guess what? It is Wofford in North Carolina. We'll talk with the first-year voice of the Wofford Terriers, our buddy Jim Noble. What a heck of a way to break into his first year as the voice. And after that, we'll have open phones for a couple of segments before Shelby Mass from Bracket Wag. All right, welcome back in. I'm live at Smoke on the Water. Let's go up to the campus at Wofford College. It is our friend Jim Noble, the voice of the Wofford Terriers, and we don't have him on to talk football. Jim, they're saying tonight's North Carolina at Wofford basketball game, 7 p.m. tip-off on ESPN2, maybe the biggest game in Spartanburg County history. Congratulations on a great first year as the voice of the Wofford Terriers.
Man, this has been a blast. It doesn't get old. I mean, we're football team's having a pretty good year, as you guys well know. And this place, I'm inside Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium right now. Place is absolutely buzzing. Nobody's gotten here yet. Gates aren't open, but still, walking around campus, driving in. Some parking lots are already full. I'd really never seen people tailgate for a basketball game in November, but they are. So it should be a pretty wild scene tonight.
Yeah, I mean, back-to-back years, you know, South Carolina to open the building last year, North Carolina to open the season, and this isn't just for show. You're talking about a Wofford College team, Jim, that went up to Chapel Hill, did what Clemson's never been able to do, and beat the Tar Heels in Chapel Hill last year. And, oh, yeah, there's this guy coming back for the Wofford Terriers by the name of Fletcher McGee, who was selected the preseason player of the year in the Southern Conference and was actually named to the Jerry West watch list. So, I mean, this got a chance to be a really special night in Spartanburg.
Yeah, who would ever thought that one of the storylines for North Carolina and Wofford would be, A, you know, the Tar Heels coming to Spartanburg, and B, North Carolina looking for revenge. That's exactly what's going on. 79-75 last year. You mentioned McGee at 27 points in that game. And I don't think old Roy Williams is going to let the Tar Heels sleep on Wofford this year. I've already heard some of the things he said this week. And, you know, it's probably good for Wofford that they catch the Tar Heels in their first game. They've got a lot of freshmen, you know, a lot of freshmen who are McDonald's All-American, but still haven't played together all that long, whereas Wofford only lost one starter. They're a pretty experienced bunch coming back. So we'll see. We'll just have to see. You know, McGee, I think, is going to be on everybody's radar, and there's a certain feeling that if you stop McGee, you stop the Terriers. But I think Wofford's more balanced than that, but we'll find out tonight.
Yeah, some of the other guys to watch to take the load off. Love what Cameron Jackson brings to the table. He's a senior. He's 6'8", 250 pounds. And then, of course, you know, at any given point in time, Nathan Hoover, the junior guard from Memphis, he can go off. So, as you mentioned, not just an experienced squad for Mike Young this year, but also full of upperclassmen as well.
Yeah, let me give you one more name. Kevin Aluma is a sophomore, 6'9", 230, only started two games last year. He's been really impressive in preseason practice. His father played in the NBA. His father played for the Harlem Globetrotters, matter of fact. Kevin's got all kinds of inside moves. If you remember Kevin McHale and all those drop steps and footwork that McHale used to do. Kevin's kind of out of that mold. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. Storm Murphy at the point is going to be a major point of contention tonight. Storm's really, really gutsy, but he's only 5'11". He's going to go up against all those touted Carolina guards. You've got, you know, Leaky Black, Kobe White. Not only are they talented, but they go 6'5 and 6'7 as point guards. So if Storm's, you know, guarding their belly button the whole time, that could be a rough day for Wofford. But they'll have a lot of help behind them, and I think the Terriers will probably go 9-10 deep in this opening game, so hopefully it keeps the fresh legs out there. We'll see what goes on.
As we continue with Jim Noble, the voice of the Wofford Terriers, and a heck of a lucky man in his first year. Again, you know, it's a little bit bipolar, Jim, if you will. You got a first-year head coach in Josh Conklin taking over for Mike Ayers after 30 years, and, of course, it was awesome to see the field at Wofford named after him. But then the other side of it, you've got one of the, if not the most consistent, coach in the Southern Conference with Mike Young in basketball. So you've been able to see it as the voice of Wofford from both sides this year.
You're right, and they've both been great to deal with, but you're right, there's a completely different dynamic with a first-year coach and a guy who's been on campus for 30 years and head coach for, what, 17 of them. So, you know, Coach Young and I are just kind of getting to know each other. I've been dealing with Coach Conklin a lot more, obviously, right, for the football season. But they have a lot of respect for each other, and that's kind of cool to see, too. Coach, you know, Coach Young is pretty folksy, pretty laid back. Coach Conklin's pretty intense. They're definitely not cut from the same cloth, but, you know, there's more than two ways to skin a cat. You know, Conklin's having a great first year with a lot of players that Mike Ayers left him, as you mentioned. And, you know, they got to go on the road this weekend to Western Carolina and take care of business if they want to be playing in the postseason. And then, of course, they'll finish with Presbyterian and basketball. You know, after this game, basketball goes on the road to places like Stanford, Kansas, Mississippi State, South Carolina. You know, it's a really loaded non-conference schedule before they even get going in the SoCon.
So, Jim, how do you handle Saturday? You mentioned the Wofford Terriers in Western Carolina in football, but also a 2 p.m. Tip-off at High Point in basketball. So you'll have to split duties, I guess, here coming the next few weeks.
Yeah, we were hoping for one of those games to be a night game, and we could do both, but that's obviously they're going on at the exact same time. We're going to take the High Point, the ESPN Plus audio, and stream that on the Wofford website for the basketball game, and Tom Henson and I will be in Cullowhee for the football game at Western Carolina. And when we get into more situations like that later in the year, we'll probably split and have one of us at one game, one of the other, so we don't miss anything. But, yeah, having those two games at exactly the same time, you know, kind of it kills me because I'd like to be at both.
Right. Well, listen, enjoy tonight. Take a moment and stop and just soak it all in because, I mean, this is big doings. When North Carolina comes anywhere in basketball, it's big time. But to think that they're coming on campus at Wofford College tonight in that gorgeous facility, that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure standing room only. It was exciting to see the students out camped out around the building to get their tickets. So, it's just going to be a big event there in Spartanburg. Enjoy it.
No doubt. And if anybody wants to listen, we'll be streaming on WoffordTerriers.com. It'll be on that TuneIn app as well. And, of course, for those of you who just have to watch it, you know, it will be on ESPN too as well. But you're right. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I always appreciate you guys having me on.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And I know you're busy. Go get after it and have a great call tonight. There's Jim Noble, the voice of the Wofford Terriers. Again, big doings. If you can get up there and try to find a ticket, you're going to pay over face value. I know that much. But if you haven't had the opportunity to go in and check out that facility, the new Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium, it is absolutely next level. No doubt.
And the thing is, Sturge, it's the perfect size to trap that noise in there. It's not a big arena. It's not a 10,000 seat basketball arena. They don't need that. But I'm telling you, man, that place, especially for North Carolina, that's going to be scary loud in there tonight.
It's going to be loud. It's probably going to be sweaty. And, of course, it's going to be a lot of fun. But college basketball season is already underway. There were games played earlier today. But when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines at 844-GSP-ESPN. My college football ballot. We'll get into that here in a bit. But there's other news in the NFL besides the Dallas Cowboys getting blown out 28-14 by the Tennessee Titans last night. You can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN.
Sturge, you know how you very often like to rub it in my face that you're down at Smoke on the Water with the excellent food and the atmosphere and the drink specials and all that?
Yep.
Well, here's
one
instance.
I don't take advantage of the drink specials.
Well, here's one instance where it sucks to be you, because I walked into my office to grab another cup of coffee and there was random pie just sitting on my desk. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who brought it. It's pumpkin pie with looks like a little bit of Cool Whip on top. Man.
Boy, you can. I'm not a pumpkin guy, but I'm still sitting here next to
random pie. But unexpected pie is always good pie. I don't care what it is.
I've got a cup of it's like a cream of chicken and smoked sausage soup. Oh, it is absolutely fantastic. So I'll take that over your pumpkin pie.
Is it absolutely next level? No doubt about it.
We're getting there. But what is next level? No doubt about it. 20 years ago today, Diesel, our life became a lot better with the release of Adam Sandler's The Waterboy.
Water,
you know, we've referenced
sucks.
That show
really,
a bunch
really
here.
Sucks.
Yep, really. But, yeah, we all became a whole lot better because of that masterpiece of a football movie, no doubt about it. So, again, the NFL last night, like I said, I was kind of proud of myself. The fact that I watched a Monday night football game, and number two, the fact that I put together the desk with zero cuss words. But I don't get what's going on. You know, the Le'Veon Bell thing we talked about yesterday, I think that is dysfunction junction coming up for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You've got a guy in James Conner. You let it go. But the New Orleans Saints on Sunday ended the perfect season of the L.A. Rams, and the New Orleans Saints got weapons all over the field. But ironically enough, they're looking for more. They are looking for more. The New Orleans Saints are going to work out wide receiver Dez Bryant, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, as well as wide receiver Brandon Marshall. So they're still trying to find another piece to the puzzle for Drew Brees. And, you know, the Carolina Panthers, they are keeping pace, no doubt about it. They're one game back at 6-2, but you're getting ready to get a lot more difficult. It's a short week for the Panthers. They play at Pittsburgh on Thursday Night Football. As a matter of fact, the Panthers play four out of their next five games on the road. And we know Cam Newton has been very, very good at home, but this season, the Panthers' season is more or less going to be judged on what they do here over the next five games. I don't think there's any question about it, because if they can survive this, and then guess what? That means they close out mostly at home, and that is a huge advantage when it comes to the playoffs. But right now, Greg Olsen said to the media, there are more weapons on this Carolina Panthers team than he has ever seen in his career there. And that's just it's fortunate, because it sounds like the New Orleans Saints are getting ready to upgrade their wide receiver core. Now, the bad thing about a Dez Bryant or a Brandon Marshall is you just don't know what you're going to get between the ears. And that's the God's honest truth. I mean, is Dez Bryant going to be able to come in and realize that you're just another piece of the puzzle? You're not the man, you know what I mean? Because I don't think you want to come in and run your mouth and start demanding things. You know, Drew Brees, maybe the best quarterback in the game, not named Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. And I think you have to start putting him in the same conversation with them statistically. Nobody's in the same conversation with Tom Brady when it comes to Super Bowl titles. But it's going to be interesting to see if something like that, bringing that type of personality in the locker room with New Orleans, could work or not. We'll see moving forward. The Cleveland Browns are looking for a coach. And it was interesting that former Arizona Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians came out yesterday and said, Cleveland is the only job I consider leaving my retirement for. Well, Diesel, number one, Cleveland is the only NFL team that has an open position at this point. So that's why he's saying it. I don't know if it's he wants to work with Baker Mayfield, or if he sees some things there. Because other people will tell you that Cleveland is the black hole of the NFL. and nothing can ever be done there. But Bruce Arians, if you can win in Arizona, why can't you win in Cleveland with some of the pieces of the puzzle? My question is how much is his heart going to be in it, literally and figuratively? Bruce Arians has had some health issues, and I tell you what goes on with the Cleveland Browns may manifest that situation in a lot of ways. But it wouldn't be football season, Diesel, if we didn't talk about a Harbaugh being on the hot seat. But for the first time in a couple of years, we're not talking about Jim Harbaugh.
That sounds like some sort of a saying, a Harbaugh on a hot seat.
Yep. It ain't Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. We're talking about John Harbaugh, the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. Things are heating up for him. But I like what he did this week, Diesel. You want to get your team to buy in. They're a little banged up. They're in their bye week. Guess what John Harbaugh announced earlier today? No practice for the Baltimore Ravens this week. Now, they're supposed to come to the facility, you know, work out, this, that, and the other, but no practice, no hitting. That's a way to get a team fresh at this point in time, if you know what I mean. I like that move by John Harbaugh, but a lot of people are saying, you know what, with Big Ben and Pittsburgh getting their act together, and they now lead that John Harbaugh may be in trouble with the Baltimore Ravens, and we'll see it moving forward. But I think he saw the fact that his team's a little beat up. They're a little tired right now, and I think that's a good move that he gave that team the rest of the week off. And, Diesel, I think that's a way you probably buy some loyalty from your players as well. You know what I mean? That means you're putting their best interests at heart versus being that jackwad coach that's just sitting there hammering and hammering them and hammering them there in the off week. I think that would be good for the locker room for the Baltimore Ravens. Your opinion? Sorry. Okay. When we come back, we're going to start moving a little bit to some football, because college football as well, because it's a big weekend ahead. Of course, the Clemson Tigers, they're on the road at Boston College, game day and everything else coming along. It's an 8 p.m. primetime kickoff. We talked to John Metaparel, the voice of the Boston College Eagles, earlier today. We'll bring you that tomorrow on our Dixie Vodka Deep Dive. But this much he told me, said the weather is supposed to be good but chilly in Boston for Saturday night. We'll see how that affects that Clemson football team in a night game outside up north in November. Also, the South Carolina Gamecocks, they've got a big road game. It's a noon kickoff as they take on the Florida Gators. But the bad part for South Carolina right now, a lot of the walking wounded when it comes to their health report for the upcoming week. No safeties, moving some guys around. Shai Smith going to get a look in the backfield, defensive backfield. He will literally become a two-way player at that point. And, so a lot of different things going on, but the biggest thing's the college football playoff poll. It comes out tonight in between the games of the State Farm Champions Classic. You can hear those two games right here on ESPN Upstate at 7 p.m. Number 10 Michigan State versus number 1 Kansas. The Jayhawks are a 4.5-point favorite, and then 30 minutes after the conclusion of that game, number 4 Duke versus number 2 Kentucky. The Wildcats are a 2-point favorite. Those games being played up in Indianapolis. But I'll give you what I think is going to be my way I see the college football playoff poll come out tonight, and you can get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. Give us your thoughts at 520. We'll talk a little bit of the state of college basketball with our buddy Shelby Mass from BracketWag.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.